This week's parasha, parasha's Lech Lecha. So Shbaruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Mi'arav Melodcha Beis Avicha La'aretz Asher Areka. Ve'escha L'goy Gadol Arecha Ragal Shemech Ve'ebrocha. He's going to make him into a big nation. So Avraham is going to have a future. L'goy Gadol. But then later in the parasha, on page 4, it says, "Achad v'r me'ilah yad v'r Hashem al Avram b'machzal leimor al tira Avram anochi magen l'cha loch skarcha arbe mod." So Hashem says, so Avram says to Hashem, "Hashem will kim mati tenli v'anochi olech hariri. I don't have any children, and the only thing I have uven meshek beisi." Who domestic Eliezer? Is only Eliezer. And Avram says, "Hengli lo nosata zara, hine bebesi yoreshosi." And Hashem takes him out, and he says, "No, habeitna, Hashemayim usfar kachovim, tuchal usfar som kol yezarecha, v'hamin b'Hashem v'yachshavel otzdoka." So Avraham Avinu believes in God. He believes in the promise that he's going to have children. By Yachshevel lo tzedok. So the Medrash, Rabbah on page 8, quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. V'yom Hashem al Avraham lech lecha Rabbi Yitzchak Posach, Shimi Vas Uri Vati Oznech Veshichi Amesu Vesovich. So it says to listen, Shimi Uri Vati Oznech. So what's this idea? To listen, to see, and then again to listen. What's this notion of Shimi Uri Vati Oznech? Vati Oznech is to listen. So what's being said by this idea? The double lashon here. So the Bnei Yisoschar has an apshat, pasuk in Yisro, page 6. It says, "Chol om roim es akolas ves halapidim." The people heard, not they heard, they saw the kolos by Maimon Har Sinai. Now how do you see a kol? You hear a kol. You don't see a kol. So Rashi says, Roim es hakolos, Roim es hanishma. That they were able to see the hearing. Like, what, seeing the sound waves? Normally you can't see sound waves. And here they were roim es hakolos. So the Bnei Yisoschar has a question. He says, the Bnei Yisoschar wants to know, what is the point of the... So it was some miracle, right? That they saw the hearing. Roim es hakolos. So the Bnei Yisoschar asked the question. If you don't have here. What's the point of having a miracle of Roim es hakolos? See, usually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a miracle, there's a necessity. Say, by Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a miracle, say, by Kriyas Yamsuf. By Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a miracle. There was a point, there was a reason for that. The people, they were being pursued, they had a crossover. So Hashem split the sea. But what's the point of having a miracle of roi mesakolos? Chol am roi mesakolos. So the Bnei Yisrael, you take a look on page 17. Zakhtar Zay. Chol am roi mesakolos. Nei b'kol shayich shibur shchus hashmiyah. By call, you listen to a call. You don't see a call. So, call am roim as a kolos. Alkein dorshu chazal, sheyet hadover b'shas matan Torah laosu lepele, sheyarim as hanishma. Shachus hari'ia, the chush hari'ia, also p'ulas chush hashema. Fine yididi, Me'aroilus bonin, alma also Hashem is barach kacha. Why did Hashem do that? For what purpose? Hinei kol haniflos, shehifli hamafli plos, he letzorach eizu Yeshua. When Hashem makes a miracle, it's for a reason. Someone's getting pursued and he needs to escape. There's a reason. Nisei Mitzrayim, all the Nisei Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf. Famidas Hashem Shle Yeshua. Vachem Chol Anisim Timtso Sheyel Tzorch Yeshua Vatzola. Mashenkein Beneis Halazah Lama Osso Hashem Yisbar Kacha Shar Chush Haraos Yasa Pulas Chush Hashem Shas Matan Torah. So he says the following. So he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. So let's see the Gemara in Bava Basra that the Bnei Yisrael quotes to answer this question. So take a look on page 11. So it says like this. Tihad Yossi Reb Yochanan v'kadorish. Reb Yochanan was sitting down, he was darshaning. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'havi avonim tovos. That Hashem is going to bring precious stones Shehem Shloshim al Shloshim. They're very big, whether Shloshim Amos and Shloshim Amash, huge stones. Chokim Behem Eser al Esrim, and he's going to take the stones and he's going to put make a doorway in the stones, etch out, it's going to be 10 by 20. I guess Amos. Mamida Meshari Yerushalayim. And he's going to put them in the Shari Yerushalayim. So when Rav Yochanan was saying this, the Talmud was listening. Ligleg Alav Oso Talmud. He laughed. He ridiculed such a thing, because he says, "Where do you find in the world such big stones?" So he was ridiculing what Rabbi Yochanan said. Hashda kiviyasa detzilzul mashchino. We don't even find a stone the size of the egg of a bird. We don't find such a big stone. And you're saying we can have these huge stones, Shloshim al Shloshim. So the Gemara says, L'yomim hifligos finoso b'yam. So this Talmud, several days later, or several whatever time later, he was out in his boat on the sea. Chazam aloche asher, so yasvi v'kam ninsri, avarim tovos magolios. So he saw, while he was at sea, Malachim carving out avonim tovos that was shloshim al shloshim. The chokuk behem eser berum eser. The same dimensions that Rabbi Yochanan said, he saw it. Amalu hani laman. So he said, what is this for? Amalei she'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'amida m'shar Yerushalayim. So he says, this is going to be in the Shari Yerushalayim. So the Talmud now got excited because he said, oh, This is what my Rebbe meant. Now he finally saw it. Also, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Amalei Drosh Rebbe L'chana L'drosh Kasher Amarta Kein Ra'isi. He says, you know, Rebbe, your drosha was good, but you said, because whatever you said, I saw. Amar lo reka. So he said to him, Rabbi Yochanan said back to the Talmud, Il mole. Il mole reisa lo hamanta. But you wouldn't have believed me. That's unless you saw it for yourself. So you know what? You're mocking the words of Chachamim. Whereas you don't trust the words of the Chachamim. Because if you see, then you'll believe. But if you don't see, you won't believe. So Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, Nosin Einabo, Venasa Gal Shalatzomus. This Talmud perished. He sort of, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan was saying to him that, in other words, the words of the Chachamim are kadosh, and he's saying you don't believe the words of the Chacham. Once you saw, now I believe. He says so. That's a lack of emunas Chacham. That's a lack of emunas Chacham. Malag legata al divrei Chacham. So says the Bnei Yisoschar on page 17. That the miracle of that Ria is Kishmiya, that they heard, they saw the kolos, was that when you hear something, you hear Divrei Torah, you hear Divrei Chachamim, so you have to, the hearing has to be as if you saw it. Because you have to have the Emunah Chachamim, or Emuna B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem said, what Chacham say, that what you hear is as believable as if you saw. In other words, when we learn Torah Shabbal Peh, so there's no suffix in our Emunas Chacham of the Drashas Chazal. You know, there's no point questioning Drashas Chazal. We are trying to understand Drashas Chazal. But this Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan says, was melagleg al divrei Chachamim. Was melagleg al divrei Chachamim. And therefore he was chayiv misa. And he says, and that's the pshat, v'chol ha'om ro'im as ha'kolos. So if you look at page 17, the fourth column, he says, "Ach kevin sherabo Rabbi Yochanan, asher lohoi min kol kach b'leiv sholem b'shomo es divrei chachamim k'moshin espoel b'roso b'chush haros hazay kru melabdal divrei chachamim v'anosh also b'misa." Finach roa afil b'divrei chachamim afil b'dvarim she'enam nogim le'ikrei adas, and this is not something. The fact that there's going to be a gate the size of 30 amos and 30 amos made out of these stones, that's not part of the Ikrei Amuna. You know, it's not such a, you know, it's not part of the, it's not one of the 13 Ikrei Amuna that there are going to be these sha'arim. But it was still, it was part of what Rabbi Yochanan was teaching. It was part of Mesorah that Rabbi Yochanan was given over. So he says, Afal pike mechuyovim anachnu l'amin kol dover b'shmiya k'mo b'riya b'lishom chilu. And then there's the famous idea that he quotes from the Chassid Yavetz, from Rav Yosef Yavetz, on the bottom here. I xeroxed it for us. Let's see where it is. Have it here? I think I put it in the packet. What page? 24. Look on page 24. This is the famous comment that was made in the Sefer Or HaChaim. That's not the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. This is from the, it's called Sifrei Yosef Yavetz. He says hein heina hanoshim hasfardios bol veviyos balem lamusal kedusha shashem. Vanoshim sheyu misparim beelu achochmas hamir es kvodum biyomar. He says you had poshut people who were moisa nefesh al kedusha shashem. They weren't big philosophers. They weren't big thinkers. They had emuna pshuta. And they were moisa, these noshim sfardios brought their husbands who died in Kedusha Hashem. But then you had what? People, Ashahu Misparim Be'elu HaChochmas. They were the big philosophers. And they all always had the. But when it came to what? To the time of Mesiris Nefesh, they just gave it all up. They just gave it all up. Hemiru as kvodam biyomar. When the bitter day came, and then when their faith was tested, the people who had the emuna pshuta passed, and the people who were the, you know, just, you know, basing everything on philosophical ideas, gave it all up. So that's what the B'nai Yisoschar says. Oh, so how does this tie in to our parsha? How does it tie into our parsha? So he says on page 19, Rabbi Yisoschar continues. He says, Hashem promised Avraham that he's going to have children. Page 19, the arrow, fourth column. Whereas Hashem always promised Avraham on Zera. And here, the beginning of Perek Tezvav, Hashem says you're going to have a lot of schar. But he didn't mention Zera. So Avraham thought, you know, maybe he did something wrong to forfeit the promise. And then he says he saw Baruch HaKodesh. He says, the only thing I have is Eliezer. So he saw Baruch HaKodesh that Eliezer is going to be his mamshich. So he figured that's it. That the Zera that HaKodesh Baruch Hu meant was what? Was Eliezer. So Hashem says, no, Eliezer is not going to be your Yorish. And the Fraim and the Rav explains this in the Marpel and Nefesh. Eliezer is not going to be your Yorish. You see, first he says, Shachar Be'mod, and Hashem says, it must be that I'm not going to have my own Zera. The only thing I have is domestic Eliezer, and then maybe that's what Hashem means. So Hashem says, no. V'nei d'var Hashem e'lo v'leimor lo yirash chazeh. Ki mi'etzeh mi'me'echa hu yirashecha. No. You're going to have biological. Eliezer is your Talmud. So you think that he's going to be your future? And you're not going to have any biological kids? No. You're going to have. But he saw Baruch HaKodesh. And the Fraim and the Rav explains the Rebbe's also. He saw Baruch HaKodesh that it's going to be what? Eliezer. So he's standing with a stira. On one hand, Hashem says it's not going to be Eliezer. It's going to be a real Zera. And the other hand, he sees Baruch HaKodesh that it's Eliezer. So you know what? But Hashem told him it's going to be a real Zera. So the Hamin Bashem that it's going to be a real Zera. Even though there's a stira here, he sees Baruch HaKodesh that it's Eliezer. He named him Ben Meshek Basi Huda Mesak Eliezer. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? The answer is, says the Bnei Yisoschar, it's brought down from the Arizal, that Eliezer Eved Avram Niskalgal Bekolev Ben Yifuna. So he thought, so Inochanami, Eliezer is the future. but not the Eliezer of today. It's the Eliezer who's going to come back in one of his descendants, in one of his biological descendants. That's who. So there's no stira. See, Avram was perplexed, but he says he sees Baruch HaKodesh one thing, Hashem tells him another thing, but he listens to what he's told. He listens to the Shmi. He's not malagleg al divrei Hashem. Even though he sees, like the Ephraim and Arav writes in the Marpeh LaNefesh, here it was mamash astira. It's not like the case of the Talmud. He just couldn't believe it, so he was malagleg. He said, "Ha! There's such a big, be such stones. Those stones don't exist. You can't even get a stone the size of an egg. You can't get those stones the size of 30 amos." So he. And he only believed once he saw it. So here, Avraham sees one thing. He sees Eliezer, is it, Baruch HaKodesh, that's going to be his future. He hears from Hashem that, no, I'm going to give you Zerah. So the answer is, you're going to have a Zerah. And you're going to, right, you're going to have children. And then, in your descendants, Eliezer is going to come back in one of your descendants. So there's no stira. And the Freiman Rav says, and that's pshat, why Hashem gave him the Zerah. Because Vehemin Bashem. In other words, he could have said, I see Baruch HaKodesh one thing, Hashem's telling me this, so he could laugh off what Hashem was telling him. Vehemin Bashem, Vayach Shevel Lot Stokha. So you see, in the Marpeh LaNefesh, the Freiman Rav explains this B'nai Yisoschar, page 15, third column, top of the third column, page 15. Al pi divrei Arizal, Eliezer ed Avraham nisgalgel mekolev ben Yefuda. Al kein nishtateach al kivro. She yatzilenu matzas hamraglim. Redu lekolev es chevron, lechelkol shel Avraham. So that's why does Kolev go to Chevron? Because that was Chevron was the chelik of Avraham Avinu. And Kolev was what? Was a Gilgul from the neshama of Eliezer. So Eliezer naturally goes back to Avram Avinu. The Zerav Avram Baruch HaKodesh Yirashenu. V'yesh l'fa she'yasover she'kevin shu ben meshik beisu dolu mashke. He thought that maybe Hashem says he's going to have a son. It means Eliezer, because a Talmud is like a son. And he wasn't supposed to be molded, right? Sarah wasn't necessarily physically capable. Hashem changed the whole teva. Why? Because Avram was mamin. In other words, if he wouldn't have passed this nisnoyon, and he would have been like that Talmud. He wouldn't melagleg. He said, "How can I have a son? Whatever, you know, my wife is not roy." This, and he would have just. So then, Taka, the kiyam might have been only through Eliezer, but Tor Eliezer. But now the kiyam was through the biological sons of Avram Avinu, and then Eliezer comes back. Within there, so the Ruach HaKodesh is Miyushav al pi what Hashem said. It's al pi what Hashem said. And that's the din v'amin b'Hashem v'ach shevel ot stoka. Because a lot of times, Rabosai, you know, people, especially this generation, we're very logical minded, educated, you know, and sometimes, and there's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes we think we're so smart, and we lose out on the Emunah Pshuta, on the Mesorah, you know, the Mesorah of Avos, Mesorah of Torah. We look to, you know, to try to find new things, you know, instead of sticking with the Mesorah Avos. Ve'amin b'Hashem, the Pashat Emunah, ve'ach shevel ot staka. And in fact, the Ran, the Drashas Haran says, Emunah, that's the most important mitzvah. Sometimes a person could go through, you know, learning and grow in learning, but his emunah is not growing. And And the lesson we have to learn is that as intelligent as we may be, and as talented as we may be, everything is in the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can see things in the world where one day it's like this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change things around. You know, it's not logical. Why did it happen like this? Because Hashem made it happen that way. And that's the Gemara in Makkos, quotes the Pasuk in Habakkuk on page 22. And that's what the Gemara says in Makkos on page 23. He says, if you want to summarize the Torah in one sentence, Tzadik ve'emunoso yichya. That's what it's all about. Tzadik ve'emunoso yichya. And that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is Tzadik ve'emunoso. He is the believer, the ultimate believer b'Hashem. And that's Avraham Avinu. And that's the Pasuk says that you have to listen. Shimi v'hati oznich. Shimi v'hati oznich. Whereas shimi is listening, but the listening has to be a double listening. The Mefarshim right, they think to the Marpala Nefesh. Because you can have one type of listening and you listen. But then there's listening of hati oznich that you eternalize it. It's ki'ilu yisuat. Kol omroim es hakolos. Hashem made a miracle for a good reason, because he wants that when you listen to divrei Torah, of the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be believable in your eyes as if you saw what it was. Not like the Talmud, who's malagleg al divrei Chachamim. He said, oh, big stones, I never saw big stones like this. Then he finally saw it and said, oh, Rebbe, yeah, I see you're right. But then it was too late. He said, you're malagleg al divrei Chachamim. And nasa atzma gal shal atzomus. And it's interesting, the Sefer Malki Bakoidish on page 25, Rav Michal of Zlachov, he says pshat in Amunah. He says, you know what Amunah comes from? On page 26? Miloshen vayihi omen es hadasa. By Esther it says that what? That Mordechai what? Raised Esther. He raised Hadassah. So Emunah is Loshon Gidol. What does that mean? That means your Emunah causes the fruition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans to do. In other words, you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give good to you. If you believe in Him, that hastens the fruition of what Hashem's promising, what Hashem wants to do. In other words, Hashem will do whatever He wants to do. So how could we help Emunah? Because Emunah is Loshon Gidol. That's Megadel, the Yeshuas. That brings the Yeshuas. For here, Omen es Hadasa, who Loshon Hamshacha v'Gidol. Ki be'emuna yeshkov ze, she'odei emuna yimshach hadover ze, m'koro v'yovo. So he explains here, that's why Noach didn't want to believe in the Mabul. Because he thought if he would believe in the Mabul, that would hasten the Mabul. So that's why the Chazal say, Mamin ve'enu Mamin. There was, how could it be that, yes, Noach HaTzadik is not a believer, but he thought if he would believe in the Mabul too much, that might cause it to come. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us, Hashem Tzilcha, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, Hashem Tzilcha. He's a shade. He reflects what we do. And that's the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Vehemim Bashem. Didn't make sense he should have Zerah. And Hashem's, and maybe at this point he shouldn't, he says. Schachar Beimod, Hashem promised, but he didn't say it over, maybe something changed. And then he sees Baruch HaKodesh, that it's really, he named him basically, it's Eliezer. And he figures, that's it. But Hashem says no. So he doesn't say, well, I don't believe it. Vehemim Bashem. Even, like the Marpela Nefesh explains the Beis Sosa, even when it seems as a contradiction. And in the end, the contradiction worked out. There was no contradiction. Because he had real sons, And Eliezer was also Mamshich because he was Niskalgal into a future generation. So there's no stira. That was because we're short-sighted. So things to us look like stiras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this global view. It's no stiras. But as smart as we are, as intelligent as we are, we're still very limited in our view. We're still very limited in our control. We think we control things. People think they're big Kanakers and they control things. Emunah Pshuta. And it's the people who didn't have the Emunah Pshuta, Rav Yosef Yavit says, Hemiru Kvodam Biyom Hamar. In the bitter day, when there was Gzeiris and this, they gave it all up. And the other people came through. They came through. The people of Emunah Pshuta, the Noshim Sfardius, that saw the Baleim, Mesu al Kedushas Hashem. So this is the Musar Haskel of Avraham Avinu. Hashem says, it was. Hashem says something, Chazal say something, so we don't say, oh, they were wrong. We might not understand it. We might not fully comprehend, but we have Emunah in the Masorah. And that's what it says, Amim Hashem, Emunah is a Mayan Hanoveya Bracha. It's like it's like a spring that brings out Bracha, because through the Emunah, the Hemin, Vahi Omen Es Hadasa, He Esther Bas Dodo, that causes the Emunah. People have to be humble. A lot of times, I think, you know, whenever we see all these things of hurricanes and these storms, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, as someone pointed out, wants to wake us up. But we're thinking we're in control of everything, of all the technology and electricity and everything. And one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could shake things up and say, you know, you're not in control. You're not in control. V'emin b'Hashem, v'yachshev elot tzedakah. That's our lesson from Avraham Avinu.